It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The recent federal moratorium on evictions has slowed but not stopped eviction cases in Colorado. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
On September 4th, the Centers for Disease Control issued nationwide restrictions to stop most evictions for non-payment. The order came just as eviction cases were accelerating in Colorado, according to state courts data. In the week before the order, landlords filed about 900 eviction cases, the highest number that Colorado has seen during the pandemic. In the week after the CDC order, that number dropped by half, but hundreds of cases are still continuing. Landlords in Colorado can ask a judge to decide whether an eviction can proceed. The order still allows eviction for things like property damage or expired leases. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado is beginning the process to select its next Supreme Court justice. The Supreme Court Nominating Commission is accepting applications. The panel will meet in November to select finalists. Governor Polis will make his choice from that list. The new justice will take the seat of Chief Justice Nathan Coates, who retires in January. Colorado Supreme Court justices serve an initial 2-year term after their appointment, and then it's up to voters to decide whether they stay for additional 10-year terms. Cooler weather is helping crews on the Cameron Peak fire west of Fort Collins. It grew more than 20,000 acres over the weekend, but a change in the weather helped the effort on the ground and in the air. Lindsay Lewis is with the incident team.
Because of the lower winds, we were able to get air support, which gave us a chance to hit the fire hard and prevent it from spreading further.
At 124,000 acres, Cameron Peak is the third largest wildfire in Colorado history. And the weather is staying cool in the mountains west of Fort Collins and across Colorado. Highs in the 70s and close to 80 in Fort Collins, around Denver, and in Colorado Springs this afternoon. Mountain highs in the 60s today and tomorrow. This is CPR News.